Good morning, everybody.
大家早安.
I appreciate that introduction from Roger.
我很感激你们牧师给我这样的介绍.
I had put a little introduction together that I want to go through because this is the way I want you to remember me.
我也有一些介绍, 因为我要你们大家记得我.
I tried to simplify it to the best of my ability.
我已经把它给简短了.
By birth, a sinner.
我出世是一个罪人.
By grace through faith, a Christian.
因着信心还有因着恩典我成为了基督徒.
By trade, a carpenter.
我的行业是木匠.
By mercy, a minister of the gospel.
我因着神的怜悯我成为了他的一个传道人.
By choice, a married man for 39 years to my lovely bride, Lee.
我因着自己的选择与我的爱妻结了婚有39年了.
And by his kindness, I have 3 believing children.
因着神的怜悯,我有3个信主的孩子.
9 grandchildren.
9个孙子.
And 1 more on the way.
还有多一个将来了.
So soon it will be 10.
所以很快就有10个孙子.
Open in your Bibles, please, this morning to Titus.
请打开圣经到提多书.
We're going to read just a few of the opening verses of Titus together.
我们会读提多书的前几节经文.
I'll read the first 4 verses and then if you could read them after me. Titus 1, verses 1 through 4. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began, and at the proper time manifested his word through the preaching with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. To Titus, my true child in a common faith, grace and peace from God, the Father, and Jesus Christ, our Savior.
提多书第1章第1到第4节 神的仆人,耶稣基督的使徒保罗, 凭着神选民的信心与敬虔真理的知识, 盼望那无谎言的神在万古之间所应许的永生, 到了日期, 借着传扬的功夫, 把他的道显明了, 这传扬的责任是按着神我们救主的命令交托了我, 现在写信给提多, 就是照着我们共信之道做我真儿子的, 愿恩惠平安从父神和我们的救主基督耶稣归于你们.
I think it's helpful when you're preaching the word of God to know something about your audience and for your audience to know something about you.
讲道的时候,如果你认识你的听众,听众也有对你有所认识是非常重要的.
Who is this American who lives in China and is preaching to us in Singapore?
这个住在中国的美国人为什么在新加坡向我们讲道?
And who are these people sitting before me?
还有这些坐在我前面的人是谁?
Do you trust me?
你们信任我吗?
You know, it's nice to know something about the people that you're ministering to.
所以如果我们能够认识我们事工的人是好的.
That's why I shared my testimony the way I did this morning.
所以刚才我给你们做了我的见证.
Because by birth we're sinners.
因为我们一出世都是罪人.
By grace through faith we're Christians.
因着恩典通过信心我们成了基督徒.
By trade you're not carpenters.
我们的行业都是不同的.
But you have a trade of some sort.
不过你们都有自己的行业.
A gift that God has given you to provide for your family.
神赐给你这一个恩赐让你能够供给家庭.
And if you're here this morning and you're a Christian, you have been mercied by God to be a minister of His gospel.
如果你今天在这里是基督徒的话,是通过神的怜悯你能够传福音.
And some of you have made the choice to be married.
你们有一些人选择了结婚,
most of you,
大多数的人,
and some of you have children,
有一些有孩子。
And some of you may even have grandchildren.
有一些可能有孙子。
We have a lot in common, even though I'm an American.
我虽然是美国人，不过与大家都相同。
We have some of the most important things in common.
我们有许多很重要的事情是相同的。
And so I find it a great joy to be able to open up God's message with you this morning.
所以我很喜乐能够向你们传神的道。
Because I, like you, am just a jar of clay.
因为像你们一样，我只是一个瓦器。
You know, the Apostle Paul was about my age when he made that remark.
保罗在这么说的时候，大约是我的年纪。
All the ways God had powerfully used him.
神大大的用保罗。
And yet he looked at his life and said, Man, I'm weak, I'm fragile, I'm just common.
不过他自己却看自己为一个很容易击碎的一个没有能力的人。
It's true about me. It's true also about you.
这个对你还有我都是真实的。
We are clay pots in which there is a tremendous treasure.
我们都是瓦器，里头装的是非常宝贵的。
The message of the gospel.
就是福音的道。
The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
这是神的荣耀通过耶稣基督显现的。
And that message enables us to endure, to persevere through life's difficulties.
这一个信息让我们能够在生命里头持续下去。
So we gather together week after week after week to hear the same message.
所以我们每一周都来听同样一个信息。
Doesn't that seem strange?
这个不奇怪吗？
That we preach the gospel week after week after week.
我们每周都在这里传福音。
For 2,000 years, the same message over and over and over again.
传了2000年都是一样的信息。
It's because we realize the power is in the message, not in us.
因为我们知道这个福音是有大能的，不是通过我们。
And so we rehearse the gospel and its implication into our lives week after week after week.
所以我们不断地重复这个福音，还有对我们的重要性。
In our text this morning, that message is the foundation that Paul lays to Titus.
今天早上的信息就是保罗在这里给提多所讲的，这个是基础。
And it's upon that foundation which he's going to build the essentials for local church ministry.
通过这个基础，保罗将会教导提多有关这个地方教会的这些基要的因素。
Paul was a church planter.
保罗是一个建立教会的人。
Paul was a servant of God.
保罗是神的仆人。
An apostle.
是使徒。
One sent by Jesus Christ to build the church, to plant churches.
是耶稣基督差去建立教会的。
And Titus is his, one of his right-hand men.
提多是他的左右手。
Paul really wasn't a pastor.
保罗不是牧师。
Titus really isn't a pastor.
提多也不是。
Wait a minute, we call this the pastoral epistles. What are you talking about? Are you a heretic?
不过我们不是称这个为牧者的书信吗？你是不是在这里传了异端？
Paul left Titus behind to finish up the things that needed to be set in order in Crete.
保罗留下这个提多在克里特那里处理剩下的事物。
The gospel had been preached, people had been saved, local churches, local groups of people had been started all over Crete.
福音已经传遍了这个克里特，而且有人信主了，那里也建立了许多的教会。
Titus didn't stay in Crete to pastor every one of those churches. He stayed in Crete to establish leaders for those churches.
提多留在克里特不是为了要在那里牧养教会，而是为了要建立这个带领的人。
And he would soon be leaving Crete to another location.
他即将要离开克里特，去到另外一个地方。
And so when we call these the pastoral epistles, I don't really like that term.
所以我不是很喜欢人称这些书信为这个牧者的书信。
Here's why.
这个是原因。
Because most Christians, when they hear pastoral epistles, shut their minds off.
因为许多的基督徒一听到这个是牧者的书信，他们就立刻不听了。
These are letters written to pastors about pastors, pastors helping pastors.
这一些书信是牧者写给牧者的，牧者要帮助牧者。
No, they're not.
不是的。
This is a letter written to an apostolic representative.
这一个书信是写给一个代表使徒的人。
Someone who was to go forth with the authority of the apostle.
一个带着使徒的这个权柄去行事的人。
And help churches understand what faithful local church ministry looks like.
要帮助这些地方的教会明白什么是一个忠心的教会。
And then move on and do this somewhere else.
然后再去别的地方做同样的事。
He had already been in Corinth with Paul doing the same thing.
他与保罗在哥林多已经做了同样的事情。
And so the information Paul writes to Titus isn't really for Titus.
所以保罗写给提多的这一些信息其实不是真正的要告诉提多。
Titus understands these things. Titus has been teaching these things under Paul's authority in other places.
因为提多已经在其他地方借着保罗的这个权柄教导同样的事情。
These things Paul gives Titus are for the church to learn.
保罗写给提多的这些事物是让教会学习。
That includes the church's leaders.
也就是包括了教会的领导人。
And includes every one of us sitting here this morning.
也包括了我们今天早上坐在这里的每一位。
The truth that's presented here is important for every single one of us as a Christian.
这里的真理对每一个基督徒来说都是重要的。
In just a few words, Paul defines some essential features of faithful local church ministry.
保罗用了几个简短的字，就让我们看见了什么是忠心的教会的一个定义。
If we were to think about this in today's term, he has just tweeted something to Titus that summarizes the whole ministry of the church.
今天的这个用法就是好像我们用这些媒体来做的这个简讯。
It was a reminder to Titus, and it was truth that the church in Crete needed to learn.
这个是给提多的提醒，也是这个克里特教会需要学习的真理。
And it has been a reminder to every generation since of what the local church is to look like.
之后的世世代代都是需要有这样的一个提醒。
What we see in these few verses is basically three essential features of local church ministry.
我们在这几节经文看见了这个地方教会的三个要素。
Now if you're taking notes, if you're a note taker, some people are.
如果你有做笔记的话，我知道有些人会做笔记。
You'll have to listen.
你必须听。
Because I'm not just going to give you the three features.
因为我不会只是告诉你这三个要素。
I want you to look at the scripture.
我要你看圣经。
And I'm pretty sure in a church like this, you'll be able to see them long before I say it.
我也相信在这样的一个教会里头，你们可能在我还没有讲之前就已经看见了。
So let's begin to look at that passage together.
所以让我们一同来看这段经文。
Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect.
神的仆人，耶稣基督的使徒保罗，凭着神选民的信心与敬虔真理的知识。
Paul is called by Jesus Christ, sent by Jesus Christ for a purpose.
保罗是因着耶稣而选召，而且差派的是有目的的。
And he begins here to describe his purpose as for the sake of God's elect.
他在这里让我们看见了他是凭着神选民。
What Paul's doing is he's beginning to tell us what apostolic ministry is all about.
他让我们看见了这一个使徒的事工是什么。
Or to make it more personal, what his life was all about.
更加个人性的，他要让他们看见他的生命是什么。
So that those of us who have followed generation after generation in the apostolic model will know what our lives are supposed to be about.
所以我们如果是跟着这个世世代代所传下来的这个使徒的教导，我们就会明白我们的生命是为了什么。
We are not apostles.
我们不是使徒。
We have not seen the risen Christ.
我们没有见过这个荣升的耶稣。
But we have the apostolic teaching for the local church.
不过我们有着这个使徒的教导。
And we are responsible to that.
我们有责任。
And so Paul says, I am all about the elect being saved by faith.
保罗说他是凭着神选民的信心。
The elect being saved by faith.
凭着神选民的信心。
You know, I'm sure you hear that teaching plenty here.
我相信你们在这里常听这样的教训。
I still find it somewhat uncomfortable.
不过我还是觉得有点不舒适。
Somewhat of a contradiction.
好像有一点这一个不正确。
That God has chosen since before time those who would be saved.
神在时间这个很久以前就已经选定了那些得救的人。
And yet the means of their conversion is through faith. Faith is the target.
不过他们这个得救的途径是要通过信心，所以信心就是这个目标。
People coming to believe the proclamation of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. This is how people come to faith.
人要得着信心是必须要听这个耶稣的信息。
Faith is the target.
信心是我们的目标。
Not just any faith.
不是任何的信心。
Faith of the elect.
是这个选民的信心。
Faith of those chosen in eternity past.
就是在时间还没有开始之前，神已经拣选了。
And Paul says about them in the current, in the present, they must trust Jesus Christ as their Savior.
不过保罗现在告诉他们，他们现在必须要信靠耶稣基督。
There is obviously a divine side to our salvation.
我们的救恩当然是有神的一面。
Anyone sitting here who knows Jesus as their Savior knows that God did it.
如果你在做的，你认识耶稣，你都会说是神做的工。
But there's also a human side.
不过也有从人的方面。
We must believe.
我们必须相信。
We must trust.
我们必须信靠。
And if you're human, then that means there's tension in your thinking.
如果你是人的话，就是说在你的脑子里会出现张力。
God has done it.
神做了。
I must believe.
我要信。
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. So, has God done it or must I believe?
所以到底是神做的还是我要相信？
Tension.
这个是一个张力。
Do you like tension?
你喜欢张力吗？
Do you like tension in your marriage?
你喜欢在你的这个婚姻里面有争执吗？
Anybody like tension in their marriage?
你喜欢在婚姻里有争执吗？
Do you like tension between you and your children?
你喜欢你与孩子有争执吗？
No, I don't think so. Do you like tension in the church?
你喜欢教会里头有争执吗？
We don't like tension.
我们不喜欢争执。
And yet God leaves us here with tension.
不过在这里神让我们有一些争执。
The Bible teaches Jesus is 100% human.
圣经教导耶稣是百分之百的人
100% God
百分之百的
人 We had that in Sunday school this morning
今天早上的这一个小组讨论就提到这个
Tension
这个是一种张力
How can both of those things be true?
怎么可能两者都是正确的呢
Tension
这个是张力
Well, we're not going to resolve that tension here this morning
我们在今天在这里不会要瓦解这个张力
We're going to leave it right where it is
我们会就让他这么做。
We're just gonna say what Scripture says.
我们只要说圣经所说的。
Paul's ministry was for the sake of bringing to faith God's elect.
保罗的事工就是要让神的选民得着信心。
For by grace we are saved through faith.
因为我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever would believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
Tension.
这个是张力。
We don't like it, but we must learn to live with it.
我们可能不爱有张力或争执不过我们必须要学习接受。
I heard an illustration recently which helped me understand how important tension is.
我最近听了一个比喻，让我明白了这些张力与争执是重要的。
We as human beings are one of the very few in all the world that have a thumb like this.
我们是人类有拇指。
And this thumb causes tension against our fingers.
这一个拇指与其他的手指有着张力。
And because of that tension, we as humans can do things no animals can do.
又因着这一种张力，所以人类能够行所有的动物不能行的事。
Well, wait a minute. I think monkeys have kind of like a thumb.
我以为猴子也是有这个拇指。
Okay, you need brain surgery.
你需要这个脑子移植。
Happy with a monkey doing it?
你喜欢猴子这么做吗？
No, you want somebody who has the ability.To use his thumb and fingers together to hold the scalpel very precisely.
你需要一个人类才能够控制他的手指与他的拇指，才能够做这个脑子的手术。
The only reason the brain surgeon can do that is because of tension.
这一个脑子，这个脑专科能够动手术，是因为他的手指有张力。
Let's go a little closer to home.
让我们再讲一些。
Your marriage.
你的婚姻。
I asked you if you liked tension in your marriage and everybody went.
我刚才问你的婚姻里头你喜欢有争执吗？每个人都摇头。
So we as humans try very hard to eliminate tension in our marriage.
所以我们身为人类希望把这一个争执给除掉。
If something causes tension, we don't talk about it.
如果有一些事情是会起争执我们最好是不谈。
You know what we do when we do that?
你知道我们这样做的时候在做什么吗？其实好像
No more tension.
切掉你的拇指一样就没有了这个张力了。
You want me to do brain surgery now?
你现在要我没有拇指来跟你做脑子的手术吗？
We need tension.
我们需要这样的张力。
It's God's design.
这个是神的设计。
It's God's design to bring two people who are very different from each other together, and through that tension to make us more like Christ.
神的设计就是将两个非常不同的人带到一起，因着这种张力争执，让我们更加像耶稣基督。
And those children who are born sinners cause tension in your family.
那一些出世的孩子都是罪人，使着这个家庭起争执。
And God uses that tension to grow us in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
神用这一种争执让我们能够更加像耶稣基督。
And when we come across passages like this that cause mental tension,
所以当我们读到这样的经文使我们的脑子里起冲突时，
it ought to cause us to respond the way Paul did in Romans chapter 11.
我们就应该像保罗在罗马书十一章那里的反应一样。
Wow, how unsearchable are God's judgments and His ways past finding out.
神的这个道路真的是高过我们的道路。
God is God.
神是神。
I am not.
我不是。
I'm a jar of clay.
我只是一个瓦器。
But I've been giving a message.
不过神给了我信息。
That has power to transform our lives.
这个信息有大能可以改变我们的生命。
And so what Paul says is one of the most important things of a local church here.Is conversions through faith.
所以保罗在这里所讲的就是对教会非常重要的是凭着信心而得救。
Another easier way of saying it is evangelism, right?
这另外一个观点就是说我们必须去传福音，对吗？
Here's a question. Do we have a New Testament local church here?
我们在这里是不是有一个新约的教会？
I don't know. Are people becoming converted to Christ through faith?
有没有人在这里因着信心而得救？
If nobody's being converted to Christ through faith, then you're missing an essential feature of local church ministry.
如果你没有使人因着信心而得救的话，你就在教会里头，这个教会就没有做一个好事工。
Local church ministry is about conversions through faith.
这个地方教会的事工就是要使人能够因着信心而得救。
Well, God already knows who's going to be saved. God's going to take care of it. I'll leave that to God.
神不是已经知道谁会得救了吗？我应该让神去做这一些工作。
Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
How can they come to believe if they don't hear?
如果他们没有听见，怎么能信呢？
Well, God will take care of it.
神会处理的。
How are they going to hear unless someone tells them?
他们如果没有人向他们传，怎么听见呢？
How is somebody going to tell them unless somebody sent?
如果没有被差，怎么会去传呢？
See, there's this process that God has this means of conversion.
所以神通过这样的途径来转变。
And he's given us both the obligation and the privilege to be part of that.
神也给了我们这样的责任，还有这样的荣誉来这样做。
As local church members, we're not to sit back and sway in our chaise lounge, our comfortable chair, while God does all the work.
我们身为地方教会的这个会员，不应该这样。就是享受这个舒适的生活，让神去做一切。
We have a treasure.
我们有了这个宝贵的这个宝贝。
It's the message of the gospel.
这个宝贝就是福音的信息。
And if we don't tell them, they won't hear and they will not believe.
如果我们不去传，他们就听不见，听不见他们就不可能信。
It is an obligation.
这个是一个义务。
But it's more so a privilege.
不过它更加是我们的荣幸。
Would you not agree?
你不同意吗？
That it's a privilege that you don't deserve to be able to have a message that brings eternal life to sinners.
这个是我们不配得的荣幸，让我们有着这一个永生的信息。
So the real question here this morning is, how are we doing?
所以今天早上应该问的问题是，我们在这一方面做得如何？
Right, this is not for Titus to do.
这个不是给提多去做的。
No, Titus was doing it.
提多已经在做了。
This was for the churches to do in Crete.
这个是给克里特的教会去行的这个教导。
This is for every single one of us sitting in this room who knows Jesus Christ the Savior.
这个也是给这个房间里头每一个认识耶稣基督所应该做的这个指示。
So local churches must be dedicated to seeing people come to faith in Jesus Christ.
所以地方教会必须要委身于传福音，让这些罪人能够到耶稣那里去。
But that phrase is followed by an and.
不过这里还有下半段。
And their knowledge of the truth which accords with godliness.
与敬虔真理的知识。
Another essential feature of local church ministry is that Christians need to be growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
在教会里，另外一个非常重要的事工就是信徒必须在这个属灵的知识、耶稣基督的认识那里有成长。
We need to have a knowledge of the truth. You hear that a lot here, I'm sure.
我们必须要认识真理，我相信你们在这里常听。
But let me just remind you of what Paul says here, because he doesn't stop that we need knowledge.
不过让我提醒你们，保罗没有只是说你需要知识。
We need experiential knowledge, knowledge that has actions which follow.
我们必须要有一种经历的知识，也就是说这个知识会让我们有所行动。
Knowledge which leads to godliness.
这个知识会让我们更敬虔。
Truth is meant to lead to godliness.
真理应该让我们更敬虔。
To a transformed life.
是一个改变的生命。
To a life that's more like God than it was before.
一个比以前更像神的生命。
I've met a lot of Christians that have a lot of knowledge.
我认识很多基督徒有很多知识的。
Especially when you hang out in seminaries.
尤其是他们在神学院那里。
Our church back in America had a seminary.
我们在美国的教会有一间神学院。
So we had men coming in every year, new men coming in every year to study in the seminary.
每年都有新的这个弟兄来读念这个神学。
And they came out of 4 years of Bible college.
他们已经读了四年的这个神学了。
And most of them came into seminary already knowing just about everything they needed to know.
他们来到我们神学院的时候已经知道了许多的这些真理。
And most of the time they weren't there long before they were arguing with the other students about some doctrinal issue.
很多时候他们来不久之后就与其他的学生在这里争辩有关这个教义。
Manifesting very little grace.
非常少的恩典。
Very little kindness.
很少的这个怜悯心。
Very little love.
很少的爱心。
Very little forgiveness.
很少的饶恕心。
Very little mercy.
很少的慈悲心。
Very little God-likeness.
很少这个完全不像神。
Churches are no different than seminaries.
教会与神学院没有分上下。
We can get filled with people who know a lot about the Bible.
我们可以充满着认识圣经的人。
Who can wax eloquent on theological issues.
可以因着这个教义而起争论。
But yet don't look like Jesus Christ.
却完全不像耶稣基督。
That's not what Paul's talking about.
这个就是保罗所讲的。
Paul's talking about the kind of knowledge that you experience, that transforms you, and that other people recognize has changed you.
保罗所讲的知识是那一种会让你的经验都会改变，而且你的行为也会改变，让其他的人会认识原来你是一个基督徒。
And he's talking about the truth. He's talking about the gospel.
他在讲真理，也是在讲福音。
The gospel is not just a message that saves people for eternal life.
福音不只是拯救人，让他们得着永生的信息。
The gospel is a message that brings about godliness in the lives of those who believe it.
福音是一个信息，能够让相信的人更敬虔。
Causes us to become like God,
会让我们更像神
which means God is love.
神是爱
So maybe we ought to demonstrate the love of Christ towards one another.
所以我们也必须要彼此相爱
God has sent our sins as far as the east is from the west. He's a forgiving God.
神是一个饶恕的神
Are you a forgiving Christian?
你是一个饶恕人的基督徒吗？
Because there's tension in every church.
在每一个教会里头都有张力，还有争执。
It's unavoidable.
这个是无可避免的。
Are you a forgiving Christian?
你是一个饶恕人的基督徒吗
？Like Jesus Christ?
像耶稣一样。
Abundant in mercy.
充满慈悲。
Grace and goodness.
还有恩典，还有良善。
If you are, then you are learning truth.That leads to godliness.
如果你是的话，你所学习的这一个知识就让你更敬虔。
If you are not reflecting Christ, you are not learning the truth of the gospel.
如果你没有反映基督的话，你就不再学习这一个福音的真理。
You all understand that you can learn things different ways, right?
你们都知道学习方式有所不同。
If I bring up the topic of gravity.
如果我讲这个地心吸力
you could go to a college textbook and a physics textbook and read all about gravity.
你可以到参考书还是这个物理书那里学习地心吸力
And you can remember Isaac Newton was one of the first guys who discovered gravity.
你会知道有一个科学家很出名的科学家牛顿他发现了有这个地心吸力
And you can have a test a month from now and forget half of what you learned.
你可以在一个月之后考试不过已经把一半的事情给忘记了
But if I'm not careful and I step off this step and fall I'll remember gravity very well forever When you fall gravity takes you to the ground
如果我不小心的话我踏下这个讲台跌倒的时候我就会完全永远的记得地心吸力因为它使我跌倒
A little four-year-old riding his bicycle learns that if I stop pedaling my bicycle I fall to the ground
一个四岁的孩子刚学习踏脚踏车的时候会记得当他停止踏的时候他就会跌倒
And mom can say that's gravity that does that
母亲可以说这个是地心吸力
And that little four-year-old will never forget gravity.
这一个四岁的人就小孩就会永远记得地心吸力
Because they experienced it.
因为他已经经历了
Because they experienced it.
因为他经历了
Are you experiencing life-changing truth?
你有没有经历这个改变生命的真理
See, one of the things about our circle of group is we don't like talking about experience.
我们的圈子里头不喜欢谈经历
Charismatics experience all sorts of stuff
因为这个是灵恩派的他们很多经历
So we don't want to experience anything
所以我们完全不要经历
Paul said my whole life is about you experiencing the power of the truth that makes you like God
保罗说我的一生人就是要让你们能够经历这个神的大能
And that might even stir your emotion.
这个可能会让你有所感触。
Why is it okay for Christians to get excited about a birthday party, or excited about this, or excited about that, but not excited about Jesus?
为什么基督徒能够因着这个生日派对还有其他的事物而感到兴奋，可却对耶稣不感到兴奋？
This is life-changing truth.
这个是能够改变生命的真理。
We should be a little more charismatic.
我们应该更加的多的这个动力。
Not in doctrine,
不是在教义上，
but maybe in expression a little.
不过通过我们的表现，
so that people don't have to say, "Are you really sad all the time?"
所以让人家不会问你，你是不是常常都愁眉苦脸的。
Life is hard.
生命是艰难的。
And these clay pots get dinged up and cracked and broken.
我们这些瓦器可能会被摔裂或者砸碎。
But it doesn't touch the treasure.
不过它却不能够使你的宝贝动摇。
And we don't ever lose the treasure.
我们也不会失去这个宝贝。
So we can always share the treasure with people.
我们都能够把这个宝藏与其他人分享。
It's what helps us endure all of those difficulties.
这一个就能够帮助我们在艰难下坚持下去。
That's spiritual growth.
这一个就是属灵的成长。
It's what I would call, number two, for those of you taking notes, consecration through knowledge.
这个就是第二点，如果你有做笔记的话，这个就是因着知识而敬虔。
Consecration.
敬虔。
A holiness, a change, a sanctification.
成圣的道路，一个改变的生命。
We often use the word edification from Scripture to be built up in our faith.
我们常常在圣经里面看到我们的信心要得到造就。
Theology should impact practice.
我们的神学能应该影响我们的行为。
Learning should lead to living godly.
学习之后应该让我们在生命里活出来。
So let me ask the question.
所以我要问你们一个问题。
Is that what your life is all about?
你的生命是这样的吗？
Because the church is only going to be what the people in the church make it up to be, right?
因为教会就是教会里头的人所做的一切，不是吗？
You can have a great preacher in your church.
你的教会里可以有一个很好的传道人。
But if you're not evangelizing,
可是如果你没有去传福音，
you're not going to be a faithful local church.
你就不是一个忠心的教会。
You can have great teachers in your church, and you do. I heard a couple of them already.
你的教会里头可以有很好的教训，我已经听了一些很好的教训。
But if the truth that is being taught isn't being lived, then you are not expressing New Testament local church ministry.
可是如果你所学习的真理没有在你的生命里活出来的话，你就不是一个忠心的新约教会。
So how do you pray for your local church?
你要如何为你的教会祷告呢？
How do you pray for your own life as a Christian?
你要如何为自己的生命祷告呢？
God help me, help us to be
神帮我帮我们
reaching others for Christ.
帮助我们去传福音
demonstrating the love of Christ to one another.
让我们彼此之间能够有这个基督的爱。
Expressing kindness, forgiveness, and the list goes on and on of what God is.
要彼此的饶恕，彼此的有恩典等等的这一个清单就是神的属性。
Those are two essential features of a New Testament local church.
这个就是教会，这个新约教会非常重要的要素，有两点。
It is a summary statement of what Paul's going to talk about for three more chapters.
这一个就是保罗在这后三章里面所讲的。
But he doesn't stop there.
保罗没有停在这里。
He gives us another one.
还给我们另外一点。
Verse 2.
第二节。
In the hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began.
盼望那无谎言的神在万古之先所应许的永生。
One of the essential features of a local church is that its people have a confident expectation of eternal life.
教会应该有的一个要素就是教会里头的人必须对这个永生有这个绝对的盼望。
Because Paul later says that this hope of eternal life is what produces godliness in us.
因为保罗后来会说，就是因着这个永生的盼望，使到我们更敬虔。
It's having this tremendous confidence that I'm going to see Jesus face to face.
是要有这个绝对的把握，我会面对面与耶稣基督见面。
And who here doesn't want to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"?
在这里有谁不要听耶稣赞扬我们做得好？
And so when our eyes are focused on that hope.It produces godliness.
当我们注视与这个盼望的时候，就会让我们更敬虔。
It produces in us the desire to share this amazing truth with those who are going to perish without it.
它会促使我们要把这个非常奇妙的这个信息传给那些灭亡的人。
In hope of eternal life.
因为我们对着这个永生。
You all know this. That hope in the scriptures is.Confident expectation.
你们知道这一个盼望是非常的，让我们有着这个绝对的盼望，有把握非常重要。
Are you confident about eternal life?
你对永生有这一个把握吗？
Now, I think what Paul's talking about here isn't so much eternal life, like we already possess eternal life.Right? Don't we? The day we trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, we possess eternal life.
我们在信耶稣的那一天已经有了永生。保罗是不是在讲这个永生呢？
That's sort of the quality of eternal life. We have it.
这个是这个永生的数字，我们有这个数字。
Here Paul seems to be talking more about, maybe we could use the word quantity of eternal life. Time, length of time. If time's not a good word to use, but eternally.Being with God.
保罗在这里所讲的是好像时间的长短一样，是永远与神同在。
In other words, Paul's looking forward to eternity.
也就是说，保罗在向前看，看未来的这个永生。
The decisions he makes in life are based upon something that is future.
他所做的，在生命里所做的这一些选择，都是因着将来而做的。
How about you?
你呢？
We make choices, decisions every day of our lives.
我们每天都做不同的选择。
What are they based on?
他们是因什么而做的？
My wisdom?
因着我的智慧。
What I think is best?
我觉得什么是最好的？
Or am I thinking about being with Jesus Christ for all eternity when this life is over?
或者我所想的就是当生命结束之后，我会永远与基督同在。
And that confidence stirs me to live in a way that honors him.
这一种把握应该促使我活出一个荣耀主的生命。
And I can be confident, Paul says, because God who never lies promised.
我有这样的盼望，保罗说，是因为那无谎言的神做了应许。
It is not in the character of God to lie. He cannot lie.
神是不撒谎的神。
He never lies, this translation says. Good expression. He never lies.
无谎言的神，非常好的一个。
And he has promised us in the gospel that if we trust Jesus Christ and what he accomplished on the cross, we will have eternal life with him forever.
在福音里，神应许了，如果我们是信靠耶稣基督，我们就与他一同得永生。
So we can have confidence because a God who cannot lie promised it.
所以我们有这个把握，是因为这个无谎言的神做的应许。
Let me give you a little historical background here.
让我给你们一个历史的背景。
Paul's writing to Titus.
保罗写给提多。
Titus is going to take this information to the churches in Crete.
提多将要把这些资讯带到这个克里特的教会。
And Paul makes a statement in just a few verses about the people in Crete.
保罗会告诉提多有关这个克里特的人是什么样子的人。
They are always liars.
他们常说谎话。
But we have a God who never lies.
不过我们的神是无谎言的神。
Let God be God and every man a liar.
神是神，所有的人都是这个撒谎的人。
And God has promised you eternal life.
神已经应许了给你永生。
And when we think about God's promise to us, that should motivate the way we make our choices and decisions in life.
当我们想念到神给我们这样的应许时，应该促使我们做出生命里不同的抉择。
So we can be confident because God has promised and He cannot lie.
我们有把握，因为神已经应许了，而且神是不说谎的。
We can also be confident because God has revealed it in His Word to us.
我们也有把握，因为神通过他的话启示让我们知道。
Look at verse 3, and at the proper time, manifested in His Word through the preaching with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior.
第三节，到了日期，借着传扬的功夫，把他的道显明了。这传扬的责任是按着神我们救主的命令交托了我。
The truth about eternal life is not a secret.
这一个有关永生的真理不是一个秘密。
Sometimes you wonder if it is a secret.
有些时候你可能会想它是不是秘密。
There's so many people that haven't heard.
因为有好多人没听过。
So many people that have never met anybody who's told them.
有好多人从来没有遇过一个向他传福音的人。
It seems like a secret.
好像是秘密一样。
But God says it's not a secret.
不过神说这不是秘密。
It has been revealed, it has been unfolded for all to see.
它已经显明了让所有人看见。
And it has been unfolded in the truth of His Word.
是通过他的道显明的。
About Jesus conquering death.
有关耶稣战胜死亡。
Making the way for us to have eternal life.
让我们都能够得着永生。
It's revealed to the apostolic traditions that we call the New Testament.
是通过我们所谓的新约，也就是使徒所教导的，显明给我们看。
These men who were commissioned by Jesus to tell the story.
这些人是耶稣差他们去传的。
Jesus, the only one who has ever defeated death.
耶稣是唯一一个战胜死亡的人。
Gave them the promise that they would have eternal life in Him.
给他们应许，他们也会有永生。
And He confirmed, Jesus confirmed His authority in the lives of those men through miraculous things.
耶稣也通过这个神迹奇事，让这些人的信息有得着这个凭据。
And the apostles no longer exist.
今天没有使徒了。
Even though there's one right down the street here.
不过我知道这里。这条街的尾端有一个自称使徒的人。
They never saw the resurrected Christ.
不过他们没有看见这个复活的主。
They were never confirmed in the ministry by supernatural signs.
神也没有给他们这个神迹奇事的凭据。
But Paul was.
不过保罗有。
And Paul gave his authority to Titus.
保罗把他的权柄交给提多。
And said, Titus, tell the people in the church that this is what is important.
他告诉提多必须把这个重要的信息教训给这个教会的人。
That God has people out there that belong to Him.
神在外面有他的选民。
But they need to hear.
不过他们必须听见。
It cannot be kept a secret.
这一个不能够保密。
You must go tell them.
你必须去跟他们讲。
And teach them the truth of the gospel.
教导他们福音的真理。
And let them see it demonstrated in your life, a changed life.
也让他们看见你自己的生命如何改变。
And then they will be encouraged. They will be built up in the confidence that God who doesn't lie has truly given them eternal life.
这样的话，他们才能够有这一个鼓励，而且知道有这个把握，神也把永生赐给他们。
Verse 4.
第四节
To Titus, my true child in a common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior.
现在写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道，做我真儿子的，愿恩惠平安，从父神和我们的救主基督耶稣归于你。
Can I just remind you of the three essentials this morning?
我要提醒大家这个三大要素。
Conversions through faith.
凭着信心得救。
Consecration through knowledge.
凭着知识而成圣。
And confident expectation of eternal life.
还有对永生盼望的把握。
To Titus.
给提多。
Really, is this all just for Titus?
真的只是给提多吗？
Now this is to Titus because Titus is my partner, he's my co-laborer, he has my heart, he has my spirit.
不是的，他所讲的这个给提多是指的提多是他的同工，有与他同心的这一个人。
That's what scripture says about Titus.
这个就是圣经讲有关提多的事。
He's a believer like Paul.
他是一个像保罗一样的信徒。
And now Titus is going to take this information and give it to the churches in Crete.
提多将要把这个信息带到这个克里特的教会里去。
Those who would become future partners, co-workers, have the same heart, have the same spirit.
给那一些即将要成为同工而且要同心的人。
So I could with a very clear conscience say this morning.
所以我在这里可以这么老实的说。
To Roger.
给黄牧师。
To John.
给郑日芳。
To Glenn.
给庆豪。
To Grace.
还有 Grace.
To Margaret.
给 Margaret,
true children in the faith.
这一些是在这一个信心里真正的孩子。
Who know the grace and peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ experientially.
你们经历过这一个神的平安，神的恩惠。
This truth is for you.
这一个真理是给你的。
What are we going to do with it?
我们要怎样反应呢？
Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to open your word today. We pray that you would be with us in a powerful way, that your Holy Spirit would take the word of God and accomplish what only you can do in our hearts. Only you can change us. No preacher can change us. No message can change us outside of the truth of the gospel message. And so we pray that this morning the truth would be clear.That you would convict us, that you would encourage us, and that you would change us to be more like Jesus Christ, so that our church would truly be, this church would truly be an example of what New Testament local church ministry is all about. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.